This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins.
Did you ever want it? Did you want it back?
The man behind this music sounds like an old soul. He's actually a 29-year-old from Britain. His first album came out 4 years ago, and it was enough to earn him acclaim and sold out shows across Europe. His name is Michael Kiwanuka. And now he's bringing his music to Boston. WBUR's Rita Carey is here to introduce us to the performer who she recently interviewed. Hey, Rita.
Hey, Lisa. So listen to this song. It's the first track of Michael Kiwanuka's new album, Cold Little Heart. Just a really great sound.
Bleeding, I'm bleeding. My cold little heart. Oh, I can't stand myself.
So I want to go to the beginning of this song. The first 5 minutes of the song absolutely blew me away. I was waiting for him to start singing. 5 minutes into the song, after all this instrumental layered stuff going on, you finally hear him sing. I mean, who has the guts to do this anymore? It was like straight out of Pink Floyd. So when I spoke with Michael Kiwanuka, he talked to me about how he and his producer, Brian Burton, also known as Danger Mouse, just brilliant producer, he came up with the idea for this long instrumental intro, and Kiwanuka says they were both inspired by Pink Floyd, and they put in a little Isaac Hayes in there as well. Take a listen to this really great slide guitar. That is all Michael Kiwanuka. He plays all of the guitar on this album. The album is called Love and Hate.
And who are his influences? You mentioned Isaac Hayes and Pink Floyd. Who else?
You know, they're really diverse. He has Ugandan roots. His parents fled from Uganda during Idi Amin's regime.
The dictator.
Yeah, the dictator. And he grew up in a neighborhood of North London called Muswell Hill.
Home of the Kinks.
Yeah, home of the Kinks. Yeah, and Michael says, you know, it was a mostly white, middle-class neighborhood. So he got into playing guitar, listening to bands like Nirvana, Jack White, White Stripes, and also got into some jazz, loves Miles Davis. And in terms of his influences as a singer, you can tell he really sounds like Otis Redding because he listened to a lot of Otis Redding and Marvin Gaye, and he played in a lot of bands in that part of the city, and that's what really shaped him musically. So here's what Michael Kiwanuka told me on the phone from Copenhagen about the style of his new album.
A rock and roll and a soul record at the same time. You know, that's how I'll describe it, which is really what I've always wanted to be.
And one of the songs on the album, Rita, is called Black Man in a White World. Tell us what he told you about that particular tune.
That song, Kiwanuka says, it sounds like a slave song stylistically. You know, the hand-clapping parts, the a cappella singing. But that's not the meaning of the song.
I've got nothing left to play. I've got nothing left to say. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world.
The song is really about standing out with your own identity, being unique, true to yourself, forging your own path.
And he told you a great story about his meeting up with Kanye West.
Yeah, he was kind of shocked. Kanye reached out to him and said, hey, I want to do something with you, dude. So he flew to Paris and to Hawaii, and he was sitting there with his acoustic guitar like, what am I doing here? I don't even get this. It's a whole rap world. That's just not the type of music that Michael Kiwanuka is interested in or that he makes himself.
I don't really feel like I relate to black music or maybe even, for want of a better word, like white music. You know, I'm trying to just forge my own lane. I started listening to artists that kind of had that, whether it was Funkadelic or a Prince, or these guys just went against the grain. They were confident enough to be themselves and to be different, and that's what I wanted to gain, that confidence.
One of the really cool things about this album is that it's meant to be played as a vinyl from beginning to end, you know, instead of just downloading every song separately. So the last song is called Final Frame. And what's really cool is the reverse compositionally of what's happening in the first song, Cold Little Heart, which starts out with a 5-minute instrumental.
So here's a little Final Frame.
It's too late to run away. The final frame. Just float away in our parade of love and pain. Away we go,
way we go.
Final Frame starts with vocals and ends with this increasingly more distorted guitar instrumental.
I always like for it to be like a continuous, like long journey where you don't want to move off your seat or get distracted or basically turn the record player off because you can't be bothered or you don't like a song. I wanted it to kind of peak and then come back down to where we started, you know. That's why it has that kind of bookending feel to it.
So it's kind of as a piece, this whole album called Love and Hate, which is also the name of one of the songs. Where does that come from?
He thought it sounded like a dynamite name for a soul album. And since he's really searching and trying to come to terms with finding his place in the world, it's kind of a perfect title for this album. And I absolutely love what he said about this title, Love and Hate. It's just so appropriate in these times.
To me, what makes us who we are is both love or hate. And everything else comes underneath each one of those. So obviously I want to choose love and that's what I'm fighting for, but we also have, I believe, an equal amount of hate in us. We just choose to work away from that.
Michael Kiwanuka, when's he coming to Boston?
You can catch him at the Royale in downtown Boston. He's going to be there November 29th. And Lisa, this last song that you're listening to, really great. One More Night. You know, Kiwanuka, this kind of introspective soul, sometimes he says you just have to go to bed, and then when you wake up in the morning, you just see things in a better light.
I'll be
Michael Kiwanuka, the latest of WBUR's Rita Carey's Indie Picks. Rita, thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
And we've got links to Michael Kiwanuka's website and to more of Rita Carey's interview with him. It's all at the Artery section on our website, WBUR.org.